How much would you pay for a bottleneck? This week, AI chip makers are finding out, as the world's largest semiconductor packaging firm, ASE Technology, just jacked up its prices by over 20%. The reason? A supply crunch so severe, it's rewriting the economics of artificial intelligence. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we are laser-focused on one critical choke point in the global supply chain, advanced semiconductor packaging. We've seen a torrent of news, from price hikes and massive new investments to a technology race that could redefine how chips are made. It's clear the AI revolution won't be televised. It will be packaged. Troy, it feels like the entire industry is scrambling to solve the same problem at once.
They are, Susie. The bottleneck for AI's expansion has decisively shifted from silicon fabrication to the final assembly and packaging stage. This week's developments show us who is spending, who is innovating, and who is at risk of being left behind. We're seeing a strategic realignment that will impact every Western company in the AI ecosystem.
Let's start with that price hike. ASE Technology, a Taiwanese giant, is raising prices for advanced packaging by over 20%. What's driving this, and why now?
This is a direct consequence of a massive supply and demand imbalance, specifically for a technology called CoWoS, or chip on wafer on substrate. This is the 2.5D packaging method essential for integrating high-performance AI processors with high-bandwidth memory, or HBM.
So CoWoS is the glue holding today's powerful AI chips together, and there's not enough of it to go around.
Precisely. Demand from companies like NVIDIA and AMD is far outstripping the supply capacity, which is primarily held by TSMC. An eWeek report from June 26th confirmed this is the single most critical bottleneck in the AI supply chain. With TSMC at capacity, outsourced assembly and test providers, or OSATs, like ASE, are now in a powerful pricing position. Nomura just raised TSMC's target price for this exact reason, citing the AI infrastructure cycle.
For U.S. and European manufacturers building AI hardware, what does a 20% price hike on a critical component mean for their business?
It means immediate margin pressure. It also means the cost of entry for new AI hardware startups just went up significantly. European automotive and industrial firms integrating AI at the edge will feel this directly in their bill of materials. It forces a strategic choice. Absorb the cost, pass it on to customers, or risk being deprioritized by suppliers.
And for trading companies and distributors, this must be a sourcing nightmare.
It's a challenge and an opportunity. The challenge is securing allocation. You need to demonstrate long-term commitment and predictable order volumes. The opportunity is for those who can lock in capacity now. They will hold a significant advantage over competitors who are scrambling for supply later.
So the actionable insight for executives is stark. Pay the premium or get left behind.
Exactly. Executives should be directing their supply chain teams to secure advanced packaging capacity for the next 18 to 24 months, even at these elevated prices. The cost of not having product to sell will be far greater than the cost of this component increase.
Paying more is a short-term fix. What's the long-term solution to this bottleneck? We're hearing a lot about something called panel-level packaging.
Panel-level packaging, or POP, is the industry's strategic answer. Instead of processing chips on round 300-millimeter silicon wafers, POP uses large rectangular panels. Think of it like a baker cutting cookies. A round wafer leaves a lot of wasted dough at the edges. A rectangular panel maximizes the surface area, allowing you to process far more chips at once with less waste.
And that means higher throughput and lower costs. Who is leading this charge?
It's a concerted push from the biggest players. A July 2nd report from the ELEC noted that both Intel and TSMC are aggressively pursuing POP, projecting it could expand the market tenfold and reduce manufacturing costs by 20 to 30%. Equipment maker Lam Research announced on June 26th it's expanding its wafer-to-panel processing technologies. And crucially, ASE announced it will begin mass production of its virgin fan-out panel-level packaging by the end of 2026.
How does this affect U.S. and European manufacturers? Is this a technology they can access soon?
Not immediately, but they must plan for it. When PLP hits mass production in late 2026 or 2027, it will create a new cost structure for AI chips. U.S. and European companies that design their next-generation products with PLP's capabilities in mind will have a first-mover advantage. This could be particularly impactful for high-volume sectors like automotive or consumer electronics.
And for trading companies, is this a signal to hold off on big purchases until the cheaper tech arrives?
No, market timing is critical. They need to manage inventory for the current CoWoS-based technology while simultaneously building relationships with suppliers who have a clear PLP roadmap, like ASE and Intel. The transition won't be a light switch, it will be a gradual ramp.
What's the action item here for our listeners?
Western executives need to engage their chip suppliers and OSAT partners immediately. Ask them two questions. What is your detailed roadmap for panel-level packaging? And what are the design rules our engineering teams need to start working with to be ready for it? The companies that prepare now will ride the cost-down wave, while others are left behind.
This all sounds incredibly expensive. We're not just talking about corporate R&D, are we? There's a bigger geopolitical game at play.
Absolutely. We're witnessing industrial policy enacted on a global scale, driven by the belief that semiconductor autonomy is a matter of national security. On July 2nd, SK Hynix of South Korea announced a colossal $64 billion investment to bolster its AI memory and advanced packaging capabilities.
$64 billion. That is a staggering number.
It is, and it's not happening in a vacuum. On June 25th, the EU announced it's allocating 210 million euros from its EU Chips Act specifically for 3D IC advanced packaging R&D. That money is going directly to companies like Germany's Infineon, a subsidiary of ASML in the Netherlands, and France's Soitec.
And the US is making similar moves, right? We've covered the Chips Act before.
Yes, and we're seeing the results. A Fidelity report from July 1st confirmed the Chips Act is successfully attracting Taiwanese semiconductor suppliers to set up operations in the US. This isn't just about fabs. The funding is explicitly for advanced packaging, equipment, and materials, creating a domestic ecosystem.
So for a European manufacturer like Infineon, this is a direct government-funded boost against global competition.
Correct. It allows them to de-risk R&D and accelerate the creation of a domestic European supply chain. A key mandate of the EU funding is that the resulting technology must be accessible to other certified EU suppliers. It's a forced ecosystem build-out. For U.S. manufacturers, the influx of Taiwanese suppliers means more choice, more resilience, and less reliance on trans-Pacific shipping lanes.
What should trading companies and distributors make of this global investment race?
They should view it as a map of future supply. The regions receiving this level of investment, South Korea, the U.S., and the EU, are where the most reliable and technologically advanced capacity will be in 3 to 5 years. Sourcing strategies must be diversified to reflect this new multipolar reality.
So, the actionable insight is to align with these national champions and new domestic players?
Precisely. Executives in the US and EU should be actively investigating how to become a partner or customer of these CHIPS Act-funded initiatives. Explore the new suppliers setting up shop in Arizona. Engage with the European consortiums benefiting from EU funding. These government-backed ecosystems are the future of the Western semiconductor supply chain.
Troy, let's bring it all together. After a week of massive investment announcements and market-moving news, what are the key takeaways for executives in the West?
I see three critical strategic points. First, the advanced packaging bottleneck is real. It's here now, and it's driving up costs. The era of assuming a deflationary technology curve is over for the moment. The key action is to secure supply chain capacity immediately, as the cost of being shut out of the market is far higher than the current price premiums.
Second, a solution is coming, but it requires planning.
That's right. Panel-level packaging is the most promising path to alleviating the bottleneck and reducing costs, but its impact won't be felt at scale until 2027. The action here is for R&D and engineering teams to engage with suppliers on their PLP roadmaps now, to ensure next-generation products are designed to capitalize on this manufacturing shift.
And finally, this isn't just a technology race, it's a geopolitical one.
Indeed. The multi-billion dollar investments by governments and corporations in the US, Europe, and South Korea are reshaping the global supply map. The actionable insight is to leverage these national industrial strategies. Align your partnerships and sourcing with the new domestic ecosystems being built by the CHIPS Act. This de-risks your supply chain and positions you for long-term, resilient growth, especially as reports indicate China's domestic champion, CXMT, continues to face significant technical hurdles in this area.
A clear and powerful summary. The message is clear. The ground is shifting under the entire AI industry, and the time to act is now.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing.
Thank you for joining us.
We hope this intelligence provides you with a competitive edge. Be sure to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a briefing. We'll be back next week with more analysis of the technology shaping our world.